It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Local radio continues to stand out among all audio platforms. Why? Because local radio broadcasters are one of you. Members of the community who see, care about, and understand what's going on in our hometowns. Local radio supports businesses and schools while also providing breaking news and weather, plus local events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on you.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Care Country, where country music legends live and new stars begin. Hot Country 93.7.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here in the Ralph Sullivan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where it's time now for the men's game this evening. Opening game of the night saw the Benedictine Lady Ravens with an impressive win. Now it is the guys' turn. Ravens coming into the ballgame here tonight with a, got to get some lights going here, with a 9-5 record. Peru State comes in at 8-7. Both teams are 3-2 in the conference. That said, let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two ball clubs here this evening. First of all, for Peru State, under fifth season head coach Bob Ludwig, the Bombcats are going to be starting 6'4" junior guard Trey Houghton out of Omaha. From Dallas, Texas, at 6'5", it's S.J. Allison Jr. Skyler Wilson, the freshman out of Omaha, Nebraska, he is 6'1". Also for Peru State, it is Jabril Harris, a 6'8 junior from Chicago. Rounding it out, the junior from Aurora, Colorado, 6 foot, Man Baker. Peru State has a couple of guys in double-digit scoring. Jabril Harris averaging 16 a game, and Skyler Wilson averaging 10, and right behind him at 9.6 is Troy Houghton. For Benedictson, and 11th season head coach Ryan Moody, Ravens with a bit of a different look in the lineup, but a bit of a different on the bench tonight, as BC's going to be starting Nysir Scott, the 5'10" senior from Topeka. Jaden Bristol from St. Joe's, 6 foot senior. Matt Austin from St. Joe's, 6 foot senior. Saxon Thuston from St. Joe's, 6'2 senior. And yet at the five for the Ravens, you'll find 6'6 senior Tyson Cathy. Ravens led in scoring by Matt Austin, averaging 15.1 a game. Jaden Bristol averaging 12.4. Ravens in the home, whites with black and red. For Peru State, it is the new uniforms. These are kind of snappy black jerseys, black shorts with navy blue lettering and trim. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for Peru State, it's going to be Jabril Harris. For Benedictine, it's going to be Tyson Cathy. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Got a couple of high school teams that have made their way in here this evening to take in the game and watch the college players. Both head coaches are already on their feet, and I have a suspicion that neither one of them will be in a chair much as the game goes on tonight. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Benedictine, and we are underway. Ravens with the basketball. The driving shot up, spins out, no good. Rebounding it back down is going to be Prude. I will ask your indulgence as the game goes on. These dark blue numbers on black jerseys are not easily read. Here's a feed over to the right side, trying to back in. Nothing there. It's going to be skipped back out on top. Now the feet at the free throw line and two Ravens surround the basketball. And they're going to put a bear hug on Man Baker. We're going to get a jump ball called and possession will come back to Peru. I'm canceling it in play. We're a little over half a minute into the game. Neither team has had a look at the rim. And now the ball comes in and two Ravens again jump on the ball held in the middle by Harris. Jump ball called back to Benedict, and it will come on the alternate possession. Ravens will walk it into the forecourt. Bringing it up, Jaden Bristol comes off the screen, starts to the left side, back on the top to Tyson. Kathy kicks it over to Matt. Austin pushes it off on top to ninth here. Ravens will work it around the perimeter to the left side. Little counterclockwise motion of the basketball. Shot clock is already down to 8. The dish into the corner to ninth here. They're going to have to do something shortly. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Bristol, a desperation three. It rims out. No. Rebounding it back down. Peru State. Here come the Bobcats. Top side with it is going to be Wilson. He'll swing it over to the left. Man Baker back out on top. The shot from the top. That's a three that's up and good. And that is a long-range dialed-up shot for Man Baker. 3-0 Peru. Ravens down the court. Here's Matt A for three. Ties the game. Matt Austin from deep to the right side, right in front of the Peru State bench. We're deadlocked at 3, 2 minutes in. over to the left side with it is going to be Peru. Baker has it now at the top. This three is up and missing, and the rebound tipped out, pulled down Peru. The finger roll is going to be up and good by Houghton. It is 5-3 Peru. 17:45 to play in the opening half. Benedictine into the forecourt with it. Here's Matt Austin. He'll drive into the lane, dump it over to the left side to Saxton. Thuston brings it back out on top to Nysir Scott. Nysir drives down the right side of the lane to Bristol. Behind his back, pass up and in, Tyson Gaffney for two. Bristol with a circus pass, and the game tied again now at five. 17:20 to go in the first half. Benedictine and Peru State, a couple of teams who are playing well, and this Heart of America Athletic Conference is so evenly matched, it is almost silly. Here's a baseline three. Won't drop. Rebound, Houston. In the Conference North, you got William Penn at 4-1. Mount Mercy 3-2. Grandview 3-2. Peru State 3-2. Clark 2-3. South Division, you got Central Methodist 3-2, Benedictine 3-2, Evangel 3-2, Valley 2-2, Park 2-2, Baker 2-2, Mid-America 2-2. All those teams within a half a game. Every team in the South Division is within a half a game of first place. Ravens are going to turn it over up the floor, and Peru State back up with it. It's a 5-5 ball game, 16.5 to play. Spinning, shooting, scoring. Another bucket for Baker. He's got five. Benedictine trailing now. 7-5 to Peru State here in Atchison, Kansas this evening. Jaden Bristol works his way out to the top. Goes to the right side. The feed in the middle. Saxton changes hands. The left-handed shot off the window of good. And then the official from way on top side calls a late foul. So it's going to be the bucket plus one. The foul is on Skyler Wilson. So Wilson picking up his first personal foul. And Saxton's free throw is good. Houston puts Benedictine in front at 8-7. And we're 16-10 to go in the half. Bob Katz will skip it over to the left block. The big man will drive in and just pushes his way to the rim. Harris. JaVale Harris gets the Bobcats back in front by one as these two teams are pretty much trading the lead with each trip up and down the floor. Skip pass over to the left side. Tyson feeds across, and he was thinking, Saxton. Houston was thinking that Kathy was putting the shot up, and he had already broken down toward the baseline looking for a potential rebound, and so that pass goes away. Ravens turning it over. Peru State with a one-point lead has the ball. 15.5 to go in the first half. 9-8 is your score here in Atchison. Here's Baker with the basketball. Goes to the free throw line. Cuts into the lane. Changes hands. And it will hang on the rim and fall in. And he is at 7 points already. 11-8 Peru. 15-19 to go. The feed comes in the middle. Tyson, a head fake. His reverse layup is rejected. And a rebound up the floor. Peru Bobcats batted away by Nysir Scott. Nysir got up the floor. That was impressive. But what was even more impressive was how quickly he was able to reach in, deflect the ball, and knock it out of bounds. Now Benedictine will go to the bench. And checking in very early tonight, we're going to have Jake Thompson and Jaden Timmy. Jaden Timmy, the 6'6 senior from Omaha, and Thompson, a 6-foot junior from Leawood. Peru State, a couple of shots that missed, but the follow on the third offensive rebound goes in, and I think Benedictine is going to take a timeout. They want to talk about how this group out of the floor is going to come together. We'll take a break with them at 14:52 to play. We're still in the opening half here in Atchison. Where is Peru State 13, Benedictine 8.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. Men's College Basketball on CARE Radio here this evening. Happy to have you with us. Benedictine coming out of the timeout, puts the ball in play, and we're back to action. Jaden Kenny will have it on the left side. He tries to back down the left side of the lane. There's no room back out of top. It'll come to Matt. Austin starts in, comes out Timmy, right side Bristol, steps inside, dumps it into the corner. Jake Thompson is going to lose the handle on it, throw it away, and Benedictine with an unforced error and a unnecessary turnover. How about Jaden Bristol now? 606 career assists. He's chasing Raven Hall of Famer Jason Weirich, who had 647 career assists. So he is hot on his trail. Here's a shot by Prue. No good. Rebound, Raven. The question that I'm always wondering, 606, 647, he's going to get to that number, but haven't been able to play 5 years instead of just four. Is there, you know, are the record books going to be littered with asterisks as the years go on because of the COVID-free eligibility year and players who get the opportunity to play extended careers? It's going to be interesting to see how that all washes out. Here comes Bruce State back up the fourth. And as we go inside 14 minutes to play in the half, Fort Ed 13-8, Bobcats in front. Big man has it top of the key. Thought about taking the three, but then Jabril Harris pulls it back down. Peru will work into the lane and kick it across the floor. Baker thought it was going to be to him, and they were trying to get it there, but there was a miscommunication as to the logistics. It goes out of bounds into the Raven bench, and BC back up the floor. 13-8, Peru State in front. Heart of America Athletic Conference Men's College Basketball. The Ravens are one of five programs in the conference with undefeated home records. Here's a three, Matt Austin, deep on the left side. His second three of the game, and it's now 13-11 Peru. Bobcats back over to the left side. Kind of back it in. Nothing. Off on top. The ball's going to be stripped away, and out of bounds, off Peru State. Benedictine enters the game tonight at 5-0 here in the NOLA Gym this season. Peru State is undefeated. Also, they are 6-0 at home. And it'll be interesting to see how it all goes. By the way, Peru State, conversely, 6-0 at home, 0-6. On the road. Their other games have been played in neutral sites. Raven shot up, no. Rebound back down is Brew with 12:45 to go in the half. Top side of the basketball, Jabril Harris. He's the big, big center. And he can score from inside and outside. Talking about outside, here's a three from the left that's going to be up and good. Just coming into the ballgame and hitting that shot is going to be Donzel Johnson, a 6'1 sophomore from Bloomington, Illinois. 16-11. Peru, for the second time in the game, leads by five. Here's a three, Matt Austin, another one. Matt Austin reigns in the shot. 16-14, Peru. And as we get to 12 minutes to go in the half, Peru quickly back up the floor with it. Benedictine will stay in his player defense. The Ravens love defense. Now dropping a shoulder, Harris now reaching in, and we're going to get a three-second call. Jabril Harris had the ball in the lane. Benedictine collapsed on him. Then, reaching down from up top side, Jake Thompson trying to steal the ball away, and all that time, Harris is standing in the lane, and something we see probably all too seldom, a three-second violation. Benedictine coming up the floor with the basketball. Here come the Ravens. Nysir Scott has come back into the game. Also returning to the floor for Benedictine is Tyson Caffey. And now we have a whistle. We got a foul off the ball. It is going to be on Jaden Timmy. So Jaden Timmy will have his first foul. And can you believe that we are 8.5 minutes into the game, and each team has committed one foul tonight? Here's Brew. Now Benedictine will have two. It was a tremendous head fake by Skylar Wilson that got Tyson Caffey on his feet. Tyson literally lands on Wilson's shoulders. And we'll pick up his first foul. So Tyson Caffey, foul one. 11:27 to go. First half. Brew with 20 on the shot clock as they put the ball back in play. And it gets reset there. We'll go over to the left side. At three is set, fail, and missed. And a rebound tipped around by Timmy. And he's finally able to corral it. Gets it away to Nicier Scott. BC is on offense. 11:11 to go in the half. Driving in, Matt Austin. Pulls up, 16. Got it! Matt Austin with 11 on that 16-foot jump shot. His first two of the night. And we are tied at 16 apiece with 11 minutes to play in the half. Bruce State's cross-court pass is batted by Nicier. Picked up by Jake. He'll dish it back. Austin goes up, gets fouled. Coming to the line for two. Racing down the floor, coming a little bit late to the defensive party, but not looking to just concede the easy layup, was newly into the game, Isaac Simpson, a 6'8" senior from Papillion, Nebraska. The free throw, Austin, is good. One more free throw coming up for Matt. Matt is a pretty good shooter in all aspects of the game, but he is the Ravens' fourth leading free throw shooter out of the starting five at 79.3%. Benedictine is a good free throw shooting team, and this one is up, and he will get them both. So what do we got here? 9, 11, and 2, 13 points already for Matt Austin. And Benedictine has retaken a lead at 18-16. The shot from underneath will not go in, but the Ravens guilty of a foul. And this one is going to be on Jake. Jake Thompson, foul number one, Raven, team foul three. Drew State is going to bring Baker to the free throw line. He's a 70.4% shooter and puts it up and in. One more shot coming up for Baker, looking to tie the game for his Brew team, and he will. We're even again now at 18. 10.5 to go in the first half. Nice here, Scott, up the floor. Nice here out of Topeka. Splits three defenders, goes to the rock, and puts it up and in. Nice here, Scott. 20-18 BC. Nicier saw just the tiniest amount of daylight. We were at a perfect vantage point here as it was right in line between our position and the rim, and you could see what he was doing, and he made it count. Bobcats back down the floor. They'll shake and bake, shake the defender, put the shot up and in. Nice bucket from the outside for Peru State. That is Donzel Johnson in his fifth point of the game. We're tied again now at 20. Couldn't be that kind of a game. A little reverse layup. Matt Austin drives in, crosses under, and then kicks it back above and behind his head. 22-20, Benedictine. Peru down the floor. Here's the big man for three, and that one is off the mark. Caroms up off the rim, hits the supporting cables, and we are at our under 10 media break. Come out of the court here in the Nolan Gym with 9:20 to go in the first half. It's Benedictine 22, Peru State 20.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
With 11 points in the first 10 minutes of this evening's ball game. Matt Austin continues to just put on a phenomenal shooting exhibition. How about this? So far in the game, Matt is 5 of 6 from the floor, 3 of 3 three-point shooting, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. He has just been phenomenal. 15 points already for Matt. And again, we're at 9:20 to go in the first half. I mean, that's got Matt on a 57-8-point pace. We'll see how that all shakes out. Raymond's coming out of the timeout, put the ball in play, and Jaden Timmy has it stripped out of his hands. It'll be stolen away by Peru State. Bobcats down the floor, dish it over to the right side. Now kick it down just outside the right block. Bring it off on top. 18-footer from there. It's going to be up and in. So Peru State able to knock it down from up top side. And Peru ties the game again now at 22. Ravens on top. Austin feeds underneath. Timmy up and in. Matt Austin the assist. Jaden Timmy for two. Back up the floor. Here comes Peru. Peru will kick it over to the left side. The dish back out on top. Bobcats are really being patient right now. I mean, they would like to go fast, and now we're going to have a foul off the ball. And is this going to be on Saxton, maybe? Looks like Saxton Thuston picking up Benedictine's fourth foul here in the first half. Peru putting it back in play. And again, the shot clock reset at 20. Off on top. Houghton goes left. Harris, it's three. Nope. Rebound, Thuston. Here come the Ravens. The feed underneath, Jaden Timmy. Little reverse layup. It's in and one. What a spectacular play by Jaden Timmy. As Jabril Harris thought he had perfect position, Timmy, a little magic show. Steps aside, kicks it up, draws a foul, hits the bucket. Coming to the line with a chance at three. Jabril Harris, foul number one tonight. Jaden Timmy's free throw is not going to go in. 26-22 Benedictine, and we're 8 minutes to go in the half. Skip pass over to the right side, partially deflected. The sky hook is up and in, and is that plus one? It is. Count the basket. A foul on Timmy. It'll quickly be his second, and I'm sure that will bring him out of the game. It will. Jaden will come out and returning to the floor for a Benedict, and you'll find Tyson Cassie. 7:57 to go in the first half. Jabril Harris, free throw, gets it. So Harris, with that free throw, has what, his 8th point of the game. Hits the free throw. Ravens are back over to the right side with it. Back it in, Saxton. Houston has come back into the game as BC has worked its original starting five. Scott, Bristol, Austin, Houston, Timmy into the game. And now BC's pass in the middle is batted free. Stolen away. Bobcats coming up the floor with it. They trail by one. Looking to retake the lead. Peru State, 7:11 to go in the first half. Peru dishes it over to the right side. That's going to be Allison. Out on top to Wilson. Way out on the edge. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. Still at double digits. The drive to the right edge. Off to the top. The uncontested three. Too strong. Rebound. Thuston upstairs. Here comes Benedictine. Bristol down the court. Saxton dumps it over to the left side. Austin and Bristol playing a little catch up top side, side to side. Bristol goes all the way to the right. He's working in front of the Bobcat bench. Top side, nice here. 10 on the shot clock for the Ravens. Scott goes in, goes up. Shot rejected out of bounds. And officials walking over here and letting us know that it's going to be Benedict and a basketball. Shot clock is going to be reset at 20. And if you watch Saxton Thuston, he's kind of giving a little sideways look at Bristol and pointing up. He wants him to lob him something up there. It comes in a nice here. The three, it is good. Nice here, Scott. 29-25 Benedictine. It's 6.5 to go, first half. Nice, here's Scott with his fifth point of the evening. Skip pass over to the left. The deep corner three is going to be in for Allison. S.J. Allison Jr. And now we've got a technical. After the shot, coming up the court, and it must be on Peru State because the official's coming over and having a visit with Coach Ludwig, and Coach Ludwig is doing more talking than the official by far. And he continues to be extremely animated. Now the official's coming over. Now they're chest to chest on the near side. The official's nose to nose with Coach Ludwig. And now big Jabril Harris gets between the two of them and breaks them up. Now an official coming from the far side. There's another technical and an ejection. Wow! 6:18 to go in the half, and now the official is trying to keep Coach Ludwig off the floor, and they have just shipped Jabril Harris, the huge post for Peru State, off to the locker room. The official, who was nose-to-nose with Coach, and Harris got between him, I thought he was being a peacemaker. Suddenly the official, who was getting ready to get Benedict Finn the first technical shot down below the goal, come darting up here, throws a tee, points to the dressing room, 22-T, two times, and there he goes. Jabril Harris headed for the locker room. And now he's got a couple of teammates helping him over. He's standing in the doorway yelling at the crowd to get him into the locker room. Benedictine's athletic director is walking over, and he's going to the door of the locker room to make sure everything is okay over there. And the first free throw is up and good for Matt Austin. Who better than Matt Austin to send to the line? And I'm not even sure at this point how many technical shots are going to be taken. First one was good. The second one rolls around. It is not good. Okay. Another tee shot coming up here for Matt. It is up and it is good. And one more tee shot for Matt. He's getting four technical shots, and apparently the two technicals that resulted in the ejection, and he will hit three of the four. And now he's got more technical shots. These are the ones on the coach now, I think. This one will not go in. Okay, so there was just one more. So five technical shots for Matt Austin. The Ravens add 3 points to go up 32-28 and have the ball in play. 6:18 to go. It is mayhem here in the Nolan. Here comes Benedictine. Bristol up the floor. He'll come to the free throw line, start down the right side, go in the middle of Saxton, kicks it off the window and no. Saxton gets his own rebound. Follows it home, Boosted. Getting way upstairs. 34-28, Benedictine at 5:50 to play in the half. Second half of this thing is going to be crazy. The three-point shot from the right side is up and good for Allison. His first three of the game, 34-31. Bristol comes out on top to Kathy. Beats Saxton at the free throw line. Left side it goes to Matt. Austin starts into the lane, changes directions, works to his left side, spins into the lane, falls away, shoots. It's going to be wide right. Peru State coming up the floor. It'll be interesting to see how the ejection will affect the Peru team. Will they rally around it? Will it defeat them? Here's a three from the left side. Another one buried by Allison. He has a spot in the corner right in front of the Benedictine water cooler down at the end of the bench. And now you got Coach Ludwig. He's on his feet. He is bent at the waist. He is howling at his team. With 4.5 to go in the half, the feed underneath Tyson Kathy for two. 36-34, Benedictine. Peru back down the left side with the ball. Baker feeds across, down to the baseline. Can he hit a third? He will. Back to back to back threes for Allison. And we get a timeout. Peru State is a team inspired, and they have tremendous emotion. We're taking a break at 4:37 to go in the opening half in Atchison. What a game. Bobcats 37, Ravens 36.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We've still got a long way to go with tonight's guys game. 4:37 to play in the first half. It is 37-36. Peru on its third consecutive three-point shot by S.J. Allison. They have taken the lead back from Benedictine. Tell you what, tonight's meeting features the top two three-point shooters in the conference, Nysir Scott and Jabril Harris. Scott leads the conference, hitting 65.2%. Harris is hitting 53.2%, but again, Harris no longer factor as he has been ejected from the game. Here's a shot up by Bristol. Going to be batted away, knocked out of bounds, and the Ravens will have it into their offensive baseline. Inbound it comes, Tyson Caffey over to Jake Thompson. Here's Bristol, feeds underneath, and the shot up for Saxton, and it's blocked. They will say blocked cleanly, and a jump ball call. Possession arrow, Peru State, to the Bobcats with the ball and with the lead, and right now with the momentum. Are we getting another timeout? Yeah, we're getting a timeout from Coach Moody, and he's going to take a bow in it. Joseph, let's just do this again. What do you say? 4:22 to go, still in the opening half. Such an interesting game. Peru State 37, Benedictine 36.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Happy to have you with us here in the Nolan. 37-36 with 4:22 to play in the opening half. Benedictine is on the floor with Scott Bristol, Timmy Thompson at Thurston. Timmy back in the game. He is out there with one foul. Pass out on top, Peru. Down the right side, Allison shoots high off the window. It's no good. And the rebound taken down by Bristol, and he is grabbed and spun around. And we're going to have a foul up top side on Peru State. They will not call it intentional, but Simpson walks over to the near side. Isaac Simpson's first foul, and coach is going to take him out of the game right now. End of the game for Peru State, a new player we have yet to see this evening, and that is going to be as the free throw by Bristol does not go in. Amati Offenjar from Los Angeles. He is a 6'6 junior. Driving down to the other end. Here's a layup with the left hand. It is up and it is good. And that is a bucket for Troy Houghton, his fourth point. Group pushes itself down to a 3-point lead at 39-36. 3.5 to go, opening half. Jake Thompson to Bristol. Jaden Bristol goes away from the screen, puts up the shot, hits it somehow, and draws the foul. Count the bucket. And the foul is going to be on Allison. Now for SJ, not a huge deal. It'll be his second foul of the game. Bristol puts it up, puts it in, ties the game at 39. 3:27 to go in the first half. 39-39. This game is bringing you everything you want. Some great offense, some great defense, some wackiness. Here's the drive, trying to back in. Now just dropping a shoulder. A shot goes up and misses. Offensive rebound. Standing in the lane forever. Shot goes up and misses. Rebounded down. Saxton Thuston. Players all over the floor. Raymond's up the court with it. The feet in the middle of Thuston. He will stop. Dish it on top. Bristol will control the offense. The feet looking for Thuston, but defended nicely. Outlet, left side. The shot off the window. Misses. Rebound nice here. Here comes Benedictine. I am concerned about the blood pressure for Coach Ludwig. 2.5 to go. The three for Jaden Bristol. It's up and good. Bristol so nonchalantly looks around. Everybody's pretty much covered, so what do? You just throw down a three. It is 42-39, Benedictine. 2:15 to go in the half. Skip pass over to the right side. Quickly to the left. Another three for Allison. This one was online but short. Offensive rebound is going to be pulled in by Hanksley, who's coming to the game for the first time for Peru State. It's Henry Tanksley out of Lincoln. And the feed to the middle of the shot is up and good. So count the bucket for Peru State in the Benedictine lead, whittled to one at 42-41. And here's a shot for the Ravens, but they will wave it off as they foul off the ball, and another one by Timmy. So Jane's pulling up a chair. He's not coming back in this half, but it could be a while, as that is his third foul of the night. Baker hits that shot, and Peru, trailing by one, has the ball. We're down to 1.5 minutes to go before intermission. It's 42-41. Bobcats thinking about the three. Now the acceleration to the left side. The shot goes up and misses it. Rebound, Saxton. Thuston coming up the floor. Kicks it over to the right side of Bristol. Underneath, Tyson Cathy. The teardrop over the front lip of the rim. Tyson Cathy for his sixth point of the night. 44-41. And we're at 1:11 to go in the half. Here's a long three, and it's a dagger. What a shot from way up topside. Peru State, Donzel Johnson makes it a 44-all game, and we're in the last minute of the half. Bristol, another one for three. This one does not go in. The Peru State outlet pass, and the easy layup on the other end is good. Bobcats knock it down and retake a lead on the driving layup by Johnson, and he's got 10. 46-44 PSU. 0.5 minute to go in the half. Tyson Cathy back over to Matt. Austin for three. No, that one does not go in. And Ajante Hogan with the rebound for Peru. Shot clock is off. Bobcats are going to take a lead to the locker room. For Benedictine, this is not what they like. Besides trailing, I mean, they don't like all these points. We're talking about Peru in a 90-plus clip. Here's a three. Rebound. Peru State. The buzzer shot is up and good. Count it. And the Bobcats hit that one as the light went off on the backboard, and they go to the locker room up by four. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. From the Nolan, it's Peru State 48, Benedictine 44.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
We're in Atchison, Kansas, on the campus of Benedictine College. It's halftime of tonight's men's college basketball game, and what a contest. We have seen it all, and we're only halfway through tonight. It is a 48-44 Peru State lead. And a recap of the opening half scoring. First of all, for the Bobcats, double digits for S.J. Allison. He's got 12. You've got Donzel Johnson coming off the bench with 10. Then it gets tighter. Harris has 9. 8 in the half for Baker. It's a 4-point half for Houghton. 3 for Simpson. Hogan with 2. For Benedictine, it's all Matt Austin all night. 18 first half points for Matt Austin. It drops dramatically, though. After his 18, you got Tyson Caffey and Jaden Bristol with a half a dozen points apiece. Saxon Thuston and Nicear Scott each with 5. 4 in the first half for Jaden Timmy. Personal fouls for Benedictine. You got a little bit of problem with fouls. Timmy, I've got him for 3 and a couple more on. Thank you. You got Timmy, and then again, a couple more on, who do I got here? Saxton. Ravens have been out rebounded by Peru State 16-11. For the Bobcats, 3 fouls on Harris, but 2 of those were technical fouls, and he was ejected from the game there in the midpoint of the opening half. A lot of emotion, a lot of good basketball. A lot of play yet to go on. And we'll be back to bring in the second half live here on K Radio. But right now, going to take a quick breather. Time out on the boards, halftime of the men's game with your intermission score. Peru State 48, Benedictine 44, taking a break and kicking it back to Joseph. He's the man in control back in the Care Sports studio.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball live from the Nolan. Join us tomorrow night for Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Valley Falls at JCN. Tune in around 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Saturday, we've got Benedictine College on the road as they are traveling to Graceland. 2 o'clock is tip-off for the women's game. The men will tip off sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the basketball scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's games, we've got some finals for you. Mid-America Nazarene beat Missouri Valley 93-61. Culver Stockton came out on top above Graceland 60-42. It was Evangel at 74 points over Parks 69. Oh, they're still reporting that that game has got 2 minutes left, so we're still watching that game right now. We have a forfeit. It was Mount Mercy forfeiting, William Penn forfeiting to Mount Mercy with a final score of Mount Mercy 2, William Penn 0. And in the game that we heard earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Benedictine at 74, Peru State 47. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the men's scores as I have them.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taking a look at men's basketball in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got a final in the William Penn-Mount Mercy game. It was William Penn Statesman 71 over the Mount Mercy Mustangs 66. Baker is trailing Central Methodist at the start of the second, 33-26. In the Clark-Grandview game, Grandview is on top at 34 points to Clark's 30 at the half. At the half, it's Missouri Valley 44, Mid-America Nazarene 37. Graceland is trailing Culver Stockton 44 to Graceland's 39. At the half in this game, we've got Benedictine trailing Peru State with the Bobcats having 48 points. The Ravens are sitting at 44. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. or unaffiliated entities.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Overcast skies tonight with a chance of snow. Lows level off around 5 above. Winds out of the north 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs around 12. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 3 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at my weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club of Atchison. We're sitting at 13.8 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the north at 9 miles per hour. Relative humidity 57%. Barometric pressure steady at 30.18 inches of mercury. The dew point is 1 degree Fahrenheit. And the wind chill is exactly 1 degree Fahrenheit as well. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in about a minute.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couts live at the arena for the second half action.
I'm here. Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium as I'm doing a little bit of math here and making myself a couple of notes, because Matt Austin with that fantastic first half is 15 points away from 1,000. So we are looking forward to seeing maybe in the second half of this game. Who knows? He's got 18 at halftime. Quick comparison of the team statistics from the first half. Benedictine outshot Peru State percentage-wise, 62-54. Ravens were 16-26 shooting. Peru State was 19-35. But there's the differential. I mean, 9 more shots launched by Peru State. Ravens hit 56% of their threes. The Bobcats hit 47%. Ravens are 5 of 9 from the outside. Peru is 7 of 15. Again, a lot more shots being taken. Peru perfect at the free throw line, 3 of 3. Benedictine, an icy 7 of 12, 58%. Ravens have also been guilty of 8 turnovers. Peru only 5. Rebounds, well, pretty even. Peru State with a slight rebounding lead. Points in the paint, identical at 20 for each team. Going to be interesting to see how the second half unfolds, and for me particularly interesting to see how the emotion in this game, which has been running very, very high through the course of the evening, how the emotion in this game bears out in the second half. And if Peru, and that's been one of the big things for them, even with the ejection of Jabril Harris, going to be interested to see how that
ejection, which really gave them, I think, a huge emotional boost. I mean, that team got fired up and in a very positive way. See if they're going to be able to carry that over into the second half. But we're set to go with that second half. Alternate possession will award the basketball to Peru State. They bring it in. Hey, we're underway in the second half. 48-44, Bobcats in front. Peru State will handle the basketball on top. It's going to be batted away. Knocked away from behind by Tyson Cathy. Kicks it over to Matt. Austin drives. Shake and bake. Goes up. Gets fouled. Matt with a little head fake. Shook his defender, who is claiming that he was standing with his arms straight up, but that is not at all what happened there. The foul is going to be on S.J. Allison Jr. Free throw for Austin. Will not go in. And Matt is a decent free throw shooter. He has struggled at the free throw line tonight. He is now 5 of 9. One more here. Rattles and goes in. So Matt Austin at 19 points. And it is 48-45 Peru. 19:40 to go. Bobcats with the basketball. They'll drive into the lane. Trying to get a shot off. Great defense by Austin. They'll bring it back off on top. The kick to the top. Bit of a head fake. Head fake. Now the shot pulled up and missed. And a rebound. Nice here, Scott. Here comes BC up the floor. Ravens will feed over to the right side. Saxton Thuston looks to the middle. Now hands it over to Bristol. Jaden comes out on top. Nice here. Benedictine is by far the smaller team out of the four right now. Shot clock at 11. Austin starts left. Balls away for the long two and somehow hits it. Mount Austin with 21 points now. And it's 48-47, Peru by one. 18:45 to go. Expect this game to come down to the last possession. The feet in the middle. It's going to be stolen away. Saxton Thuston with the steal. He comes up the court, looks around and realizes he's 1-on-4 and shows very good judgment by stopping and letting other guys on his team come down with him. And now the Ravens are going to be calling for a travel. 18:20 to go in the game. 48-47, Bobcats by one. Peru State. And Baker comes up court with it. Put in play by Houghton. Baker goes over to the right side. Simpson had it, lost it, able to pick it back up. Ball on the floor, and Wildcats will drive into the lane, and we will have a foul called on Nysir. So Nysir Scott picks up the personal foul. It'll be his first of the game. Benedictine, team foul one. In the second half, so team fouls are even at one apiece. We're 2 minutes into the second half, and Drew will put it back in play with 20 on the shot clock. They'll kick it into the baseline. We're done. Contested threes up and fails, and a rebound is going to go out of bounds. It will be Benedictine basketball. I think as Drew State's Baker goes up for the rebound, he was suddenly startled by seeing Saxton Thuston outleaping him. Sexton has phenomenal jumping ability, and I think that he just kind of was shocked, didn't control the ball down, it gets away out of bounds. Ravens are going to come up the floor with it. 17.5 to go in the game. Here's Bristol, feeds underneath. Thuston changes hands, left-handed shot, won't go in, but Thuston's fouled. This whistle is going to be on. Is this on Baker? Baker will have his first foul tonight. And for Peru, team foul two. At the line, Benedictine and Saxton Thuston. He's 1 of 1 at the line tonight. First of two is up and perfect. Saxton, by the way, little FYI, left-handed shooter by nature. He will take his time, and this one is up. It is also perfect. Thuston with 7, and Benedictine with the lead. It is 49-48 Ravens. As they come up the floor, we've got 17:20 to go in the game. Bruce Saint will glide over to the right side. Bobcats 8-17. Benedictine a 9-5 team. Both of them 3-2 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And that pass from the left side, it went out of bounds over the Peru bench, over the women's team who's seated behind the Peru bench. And I think the guy with the best shot at it was the bus driver who's sitting up at the top of the bleachers. That ball went out of bounds 16 feet in the air. Here comes BC up the floor with it. The beat in the middle of Thurston. Out on top of the mat. Austin, three. Rims out, no. Rebound. Here comes Peru State. 16:45 to go. Benedictine still hanging on to the single point lead. Cross court pass. Baker will have it. Now rotate it and reverse it back to Houghton. He will step inside on Tyson Caffey, and Tyson not fast enough to be able to get out of the way. Tyson Caffey picking up his second foul tonight. Peru will have it in at their offensive end. They'll reset the shot clock to 20, 16:37 to go. Peru State making a couple of substitutions. Donzel Johnson. He was outstanding in the opening half. Here's a three from the left side. It is up and not going to be good. Rebound Peru. The drive, the shot, and the bucket plus one, and a foul by Nysir. Nysir Scott being called for a foul. Coach Moody really upset with that call. Nysir, two fouls, both of them now in the second half. Bobcats have retaken a lead at 50-49. Out of the game is going to come Isaac Simpson and Amitai Afanjar will come into the game. The free throw. No. Rebound. Thurston. And then we get a foul. Foul is going to be on Bruce Baker. He will pick up a second. So, Tanksley misses the free throw. And here comes Benedictine up court with her. On the right side, Jaden Timmy's back in. Jaden works his way around the right side, kicks it off on top. Bristol in traffic. Somehow puts it up and in. Jaden Bristol. Phenomenal play. Hits it for two, and BC is back in front. It is 51-50. And we're going to have another Benedictine foul. And suddenly, Nysir Scott's gotten himself in trouble. Nysir had a clean first half and has picked up three fouls in the first 4 minutes of the second half. He's going to have to check out at the first opportunity. They've got Belt at the scorer's table. Here's a three from deep in the right corner. It is up. It is good. And this is why they brought Donzel Johnson into the game. That is his 13th point, his third three tonight. Nysir comes out, and it'll be Jake Thompson coming in for BC. Peru State's going to rotate back in. The guy who started the second half at the five. And they've got Isaac Simpson back in. 53-51, Peru. The pass in the middle, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. And again, Bristol was driving into the middle. Saxton misinterpreted his drive as a shot to follow and was not anticipating a pass coming his way. So the Ravens turn it over, and they are trailing now 53-51. 15 and a half to play. Into the lane, the shot, up, no, followed, no. We got a waved off shot. And a foul on Jaden Timmy. Didn't take him long to pick up another foul. So Jaden Timmy will have his fourth personal foul. Jaden Timmy, foul number four, and he's right back out of the game. And now we've got another big collision out of the floor. Bristol goes to the floor. He jumps up. Peru State players still on the floor. And Coach Ludwig stands up and looks out there, and one of the assistant coaches goes out and looks at Henry Tanksley. Henry says, take me out, coach. I need a minute. Henry Tanksley is a 6'4" sophomore from Lincoln, Nebraska. We've got 15:23 to go in the ball game. It is a close one, 53-51 Peru out front. We're seeing a lot of fouls here in the second half also. And this is going to, as the game goes on and it turns into free throw time, it's going to slow this game down. It could really easily affect the tempo and ebb and flow of this game. Ravens over to the left side, kick it to Thompson, back out of top and come to Bristol. Jake has got a good shot. Here's a feed underneath. Nicely done. The assist to Bristol and the bucket to Tyson Cathy. He's got 8. We're tied at 53. 14:50 to go. Peru into the lane. That was a travel. No whistle. The drive to the left side. The ball's going to be knocked away. Picked up by Benedictine. Bristol over to the right side. Jake drives. Shot rejected. And the ball's on the floor. It'll be taken back by Peru. Jake Thompson coming out of the court. He kind of slowed down a little bit. Was putting up this nice free throw or layup. 2-point shot from over on the left side for Peru. That belongs to Wilson, his first point. Bobcats back in front, 55-53. My point being, Thompson slowed down a little bit. There's no slow down to this Peru team. They came down, skied up in the air, rejected that soft layup. You're going to go up, you're going to have to go up much more strongly than that against this Peru team. They are very, very skilled. 13:57 to go, shot clock at 4. Shot clock at 2. Jake Thompson will launch a buzzer shot, missed it, and a rebound pulled down by the Bobcats. That Benedictine position did not ever provide them a decent look at the rim. 55-53, Peru by a pair. 13:40 to go. Bobcats are swinging around to the left side. Wilson has it, dumps it down underneath. The layup is going to be up. It's going to be missed, and we get a whistle, and I think it's going to be a foul on Cathy. No, foul's going to be on Saxton. So Thuston will have foul number 2, Benedictine foul number 6. 2 free throws coming up, and so in all practicality, Peru State shooting free throws for the rest of the game. The first free throw by Troy Houghton, it's no good. Houghton's not a good free throw shooter, but he gets a lot of them. He's 23 of 43 coming in tonight, 53%. His second one should go in according to the numbers, and it does. It is 56-53. We're getting a timeout. Yes, we are. Taking a break. 13:35 to go in this game. Boy, it's going to be a fabulous end to it. Peru 56, Benedictine 53.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Huddled up around the respective coaching staff for Benedictine, 11th season head coach Ryan Moody, for Peru State, 5th season head coach Bob Ludwig. See how they come out after this full timeout. Benedictine will come on the floor with Jake Thompson, Jaden Bristol, Tyson Cathy, Matt Austin, and Saxton Thuston. For Peru State, it's going to be Troy Houghton and Skylar Wilson. Man Baker. You're also going to have Ajante Hogan and Isaac Simpson. So those are the 10 on the court right now. Benedictine will be putting it in play. They trail by 3. Bristol cuts down the left side of the lane. Gets hit. No foul. Tyson back out on top. It'll go to Thompson. Over to the left side, Bristol. He'll pull the trigger for 3. It is online but short. Nice offensive rebound by Tyson Cathy. Back it goes to Matt Austin, and Peru has changed its defense of Austin. They are denying him everything. Tyson Cathy goes in, has it knocked away. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It's going to be Benedictine basketball. And there is a whole lot of contact happening out on the floor, body strewn all about.
Braves will have it in 13 minutes exactly to go in the game at 17 seconds on the shot clock. Bristol inbound. Looking, gets it in to Houston. Little bounce pass out on top. Thompson. Jake Thompson. Not being respected too much by Peru. They've not given him any real reason. And now Benedictus passed into the middle. It's going to be bad if he's stolen away. It's a three-on-one break and for the Bobcats. An easy layup for Ajante Hogan. Peru pushes its advantage to five now at 58-53. 12.5 to go. I always contend. Now's the point of the game that that clock starts moving a little faster. 12.5. You're going to look up in a minute. It's going to be 11. Then suddenly it'll be 9.5 or 9. And it will accelerate. Here's a feed in the middle and a foul on Peru's Troy Houghton. But for Troy, it's only a couple of fouls now. Two fouls, Troy Houghton. And Benedictine will take Tyson Caffey out. And hey, we're going to get a look for the first time tonight at Benedictine's Hunter Schneider, the 6'8 junior from OP, Kansas. Hunter Schneider is just a big, big guy. He's that wide body. He's that classic aircraft carrier. He's going to take up a lot of space out there. BC with the ball now to the right side. Timmy. Back out on top. A three for Matt. Gets it! Oh, Matt Austin, three more. 58-56 Peru. 11:50 to play. Bobcats topside. Johnson all the way around to the left side. It's going to be Isaac over there. Simpson with the ball. Now the back in. The shot blocked from behind. And I think we get a foul on Austin, perhaps. It will be Matt. Matt Austin, foul number one this evening, but again, for Peru, free throw being shot the rest of the night. That is Benedictine, team foul seven. Baker at the line. He's 2 of 2 from the stripe tonight. First one here, right in. One free throw away from a double-digit game. Bobcats are going to take Houghton out of the lineup, and it'll be Amitai Affanjar. Second free throw. Yeah. 60-56 Peru. As we go to 11.5 minutes left. Jaden Bristol walks it up the floor for BC. Hunter Schneider just outside the left block. Now the feed in the middle for Timmy. It's not a good pass. Ravens turning it over. It dished over to the right side. Going in is Hogan. Lobs it back out on top. Baker cuts into the lane, falling down, shot missed. Rebound, Schneider. Here's Benedictine up the court. Bristol in, up, shot deflected. Rebound, Bobcats. Peru will run. PSU, left side. Simpson, back off on top. Here comes Baker, kicks it right. The three is launched and missed. Another Schneider rebound. Here's the thing. Hunter Schneider is not the fastest guy on the floor. He's not going to be the highest sleeper on the floor. But what he is going to be, it's impossible to move. When he is in the middle and he's established his position, you are not going to dislodge him. I'm going to tell you, Hunter Schneider is very strong. Now Schneider, three, oh, was online just a little too long. Rebound, Peru. And now we've got Coach Ludwig on his feet. Hands out, palms down, telling his team, slow it down a minute, take a breath. We're about three quarters through the game. 60-56 Bobcats. Here's a really long three. It is going to miss. Offensive board underneath and an easy putback. Perfect interior position on the rebound by Donzel Johnson, and he's got 15. 62-56. Ravens down a half a dozen with 9:55 to go. Driving in, Matt, it's up, it's in, they're counting it, plus one, Matt Austin. He just challenged the lane, went straight in the middle, Affanjar, tried to block the shot, he couldn't, draws the foul, and before the free throws are taken, we're going to get the under 10 media TO. Joseph, we're going to take a break. This game is exciting. 9:46 to play here in the Nolan. It's Peru State 62, Benedictine 58.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Back with you here in the Nolan. I'm kind of laughing as I'm looking at Matt Austin's line. Matt, he's got a free throw coming up when we get back to play. Right now has 26 points. But he's shooting only 6 of 10 at the free throw line. He's got a better shooting percentage from the outside at 4 of 7 or 8 of 13 from the floor. Matt Austin, 26 points. Jaden Bristol has 8 points, 6 assists right now. Bristol's going to come out of the game, going to get Nysir checking back in. Remember, Nysir with 3 fouls and Jaden Timmy in a crucial spot. He is out on the floor with 4 fouls. Here's Matt Austin at the line. The free throw, yeah. Matt Austin, 27 points. It is 62-59. Peru. Drives it, top of the key, no room there. Keep it to the corner, works it back out on top. Ravens trying to decide what his defense is. Not a real player defense. Now the pass batted away by Nysir. Picked up by Scott. Driving down, Ravens over to the right side. Nysir, it's 3, but short. Long rebound, Scott's going to pull it down. Jake for 3, no. Rebound is going to be slapped down, and Peru State will pull this one down. Again, Jake Thompson has been in the game. He's got a ton of minutes. He's been out there 15 minutes tonight. He's 0-4 from the floor. He's got a turnover. He's got a foul. He's got no assists, no rebounds. And right now he's doing nothing to force Peru State to respect or guard him. And so the Ravens need to have him take advantage of these opportunities of being pretty much left untouched and knock down some of the shots. And this is an opportunity for him to step up and make that happen. 8:55 to go. Now we're going to stop play for a moment as the official, again, is going to adjust the shot clock to 15 seconds. Bruce Inc. will bring it in. 13, 12, shot clock rolling along now at 10. Back to 6. At the free throw line there with 5. Over to the left block with 2, with 1. They're not going to get a shot away. And Benedictine's defense does what they like to do, and that is force the turnover by Peru State. Tomcats will again make a couple of substitutions. Afanjarin, Johnson out of the lineup. Houghton, Allison, Tanksley, Baker, and Simpson. That's the 5 right now. Driving down, the feet in the middle. Schneider goes up, gets fouled. Hunter Snyder did a great job. He had gone to the floor, picked up the ball, and as he stood up, there were guys kind of draped on him, but there was no foul being called, so he kind of gives him a bit of a head fake. It's kind of like a dog shaking water off his back, and players try to come back over the top of him and fouled him. Let's see how he does at the free throw line. Puts it right in. First point of the ball game, Hunter Snyder. Peru will make another substitution. That foul is going to be on Baker. I'm going to for 3. Second free throw by Hunter Snyder is up and good. And we get a Peru timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break. We're down now to 8:27 to go in the game. It's a tight one. Bobcats 62, Ravens 61.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good to have you back with us here, see. Bombcats bringing the ball up the court. They picked up the tempo just a little bit. A little more spring in their step here as we're down at 8:15 to go. They lead Benedictine by one at 62-61. And this time the head fake on the outside caught Hunter Schneider a little flat-footed, and Schneider will pick up his first personal foul. Again, if you've not seen him play, Hunter at 6'8" is an imposing size young man. That'll be his first foul, and coming to the line, Isaac Simpson. He's 1 of 1 at the line, has 3 points today, and that free throw is up, and it is perfect. Looking at Isaac Simpson, the senior from Papillion, he is perfect on the season at the free throw line. Hasn't missed a free throw yet this year, and it's both of these. It is 64-61. And we're at 8:07 to play. Benedictine trailing by three. Here's Nicer Scott. Goes to Hunter. Back to Nicer. Hunter Schneider getting some key minutes out there, giving the Ravens some rest and opportunity to not get in any further foul trouble until later. Here's the ball stripped out of the hands of Matt Austin, and Ravens are going to turn it over. Matt trying to drive into the middle, and quick hands by the Peru defense forces a turnover. Baker has the ball, top of the key, kicks it over to Houghton. He will go in, go up, travel with the basketball. For Benedictine. Back into the game. Will come Jaden Bruce and Saxton Thuston. So Bristol and Thuston into the game. Schneider comes out, and Matt Austin going to get a little bit of rest. 7:25 to play. Benedictine with the basketball, trailing it by three. Thompson over to the right side. Thuston back out on top to Bristol. Left side, nice deer. Ravens with four guards out there right now. Thompson drives into the lane, travels with the ball. Here's a three. Nope. Thompson lucky they did not call a travel. You could hear the Peru bench and fans screaming for the travel. And now once again, you've got Coach Ludwig on his feet telling his team slow down. He wants to see them run a little time off the shot clock. 6:50 to go in the game. Peru with a three-point lead. The dish to the corner. The pass back out to the wing. The drive into the middle. The kick out on top. The straightaway three is very short. Houston again skies up to pull down a rebound. 6.5 minutes to play. Here comes Benedictine down three. Driving in, the kick across, Thuston, up and good, an assist for Jaden Bristol. Thuston with 9, and it's 64-63, 6:20 to go. We've got almost 2 minutes between scores. Baker will take it right side. He will start into the lane. Now, the defender dropped off, and Baker looked around. There was no one between him and the rim, and he just lays it in uncontested. Baker with a dozen. Nice here for three. Perfect. Nice there, Scott. That is his first point of the second half. And it is 66-66. We're starting over with 5:45 to go. Baker is fouled by Jake Thompson. Jake Thompson got a little bit behind. Did not want to give up the undefended shot. Thompson's going to come out. Matt Austin comes in. Thompson was 0-for-3 from the floor, 0-for-2 from the outside with 2 fouls and a turnover. At the free throw line, the shot in and out. No rebound, Benedictine. Baker does not hit it after hitting his first 4 free throws. Misses that one. And in a tie game, BC comes up court. 5.5 minutes to go. Bristol into the middle. Kicks it back over to the right side to Nicer. Scott on the floor with 3 fouls. Bristol. He's just going to shoot a long three. Oh, my goodness, knocks it down. What a shot, Jaden Bristol. His 11th point. And it's a Raven lead at 69-66. 5:15 to play. Now, the pressure on Peru. Their offense is going to have to step up. Ravens have taken a lead. Driving down, the shot off the window was up and good. 2 points for the Bobcats, and the Benedictine lead trimmed it to one on that bucket by Skyler Wilson. 69-68, 4:50 to play. Scott comes out on top, Tyson Cathy. Driving in is Bristol. His shot goes up. He's knocked to the floor, gets fouled, and the Ravens coming to the line. Is it a shooting foul? It is. It'll be two. The foul is going to be on Skyler Wilson. It will only be his second foul tonight. And Jaden Bristol at the line. Bristol at 11 points now. He's one of two at the free throw line this evening. Taking a little time mopping down some moisture from the floor where Jaden went sprawling headlong. Ravens by one. Bristol steps up. The right-handed shot slipped up and in. For Peru, one, now two players, now three players coming in from Coach Ludwig's bench. Bristol's the only guy in the forecourt for Benedictine. All his four teammates are all the way deep in the backcourt as the Ravens have put the starting five back in. This second free throw is also perfect. 71-68 Ravens. And before we go back to play, we're taking a Peru timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 4:39 to go in this men's college game. It's Benedictine 71, Peru State 68.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Fabulous game being played by both of these ball clubs here tonight. 4 minutes and 39 seconds remain. It's Benedictine in front by three. It's 71-68. For the Ravens, a couple of players on the cusp of, you know, kind of those milestone games that were Saxton Thuston looking for the double-double. Saxton with 9 points, nine rebounds. Jaden Bristol, 13 points. He has eight assists. So a couple of Ravens maybe with double-doubles in their future here tonight. But we got a ways to go to see about that. Peru will put it in play coming out of the timeout. There was the travel up top side. He stopped and changed the pivot foot. You've got an argument from Coach Ludwig, but that was very elementary and very basic. Ravens are going to have it back in play. Here comes BC, and Bristol walks it up the floor. Jaden always looks so nonchalant, so absolutely unemotional in the game. He's got it up top side. Bristol directs a little traffic, cuts to the right, dumps it over underneath. Tyson Cathy hits up and in, and there's another assist for Bristol. Cathy with 10, and it's 73-68, Benedictine by 5. 4 minutes left. Now the pass underneath, and we're going to have a foul on the floor, and I think it's going to be on Saxton. The ball had gotten loose, rolling around on the floor, and Saxton, in an effort to try to secure the loose basketball, will have his third foul tonight, and Peru can try to stay close in this game at the free throw line. It's going to be Troy Houghton. Got 5 points, one of two at the line this evening. This one is up and good. By the way, as an aside, Peru State is in the double bonus, as that is Benedictine team foul 10. One more shot coming up here for Troy Houghton. and nails it. Houghton will get them both, and it is 73-71, right? No, 73-70. Let me fix that. 73-70. It's correct. 3:48 to go. BC, Bristol, all the way to the baseline. It's bumped and pushed, and he gets fouled. Foul is going to be on Amitai Appenjar. Amitai, we mentioned him earlier, the 6'8 junior from Los Angeles, California. And back at the free throw line comes Jaden Bristol. The gym grows quiet. Bristol puts it in. One more shot coming up here for Bristol as the Ravens are up 4. It is a 2-possession lead. The second free throw. Yeah. 75-70. And again, up by 5 is BC. 3:40 on the clock as Brew comes into the forecourt. Benedictine kind of zoning it up a little bit here. Down at the 5. The fingertip shot. No. Rebound boosted. And Benedictine coming up the floor with it. That was a close-range shot as you're going to get, and it just wasn't finished, and the Ravens come down with the miss. 3:15 left. Bristol feeds underneath to Thuston, but before he gets that pass, it was a rocket pass. We're going to have a foul on Brew and Bristol again coming to the free throw line. And that's not what Jaden was looking to do. He had accelerated, was at full speed, going down the right side of the lane. A look-away pass to the left block, looking for Thuston, but a defender hits him. Bristol at the line. First shot is up and good. The personal foul is on Simpson, only his second. Free throw. Yeah. Jaden Bristol with another. 77-70. BC with 3:10 to go. Suddenly, it is a 3-possession Raven lead. Brew works her way to the left side, puts it out on top. Simpson is in at the 5. Passes by, knocked away by Tyson Cathy. The long arms of Tyson Cathy reaching around Simpson. Batted the ball away, and Benedictine back up the floor with it. Now the Ravens are going to go spreading it out. Deep in the right corner is Austin. Deep in the left corner, Nicer. Bristol will feed to the block, and trying to go up with the shot, Thuston gets tied up. Possession arrow, Benedictine. 10 on the shot clock. Comes out on top to Tyson. Over to Matt. Shot clock at 8. Ravens must be aware. Shot clock at 5. Pulling up. That's an NBA 3. He hits it! He hits it from downtown Mount Austin! What a shot by Matt. It is now 80-70. Benedictine with 2:19 to go. And Peru State turns it over, coming up the floor with a travel. Benedictine is on a 7-0 run. Coach Ludwig scratching his head, but he's not pulling out his hair. And we're taking a timeout with the Bobcat. We've got 2 minutes and 19 seconds to go in the game. Timeout, Benedictine 80, Peru 70.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. Benedictine putting the ball in play. They're going to have to get it in here pretty quickly, and they finally do. Crusade with some intense pressure on the inbound. It'll go to Matt Austin. And Matt, who does that typically but is very capable of bringing the ball up the court, does just that. 2:05 to go. Shot clock at 17. Austin cuts into the lane. Kicks it back to Bristol. There's the sure-handed player that the Ravens want. And then trying to reach around Bristol, and instead, wiping across his arms,
Henry Tanksley fouls Bristol and Jaden back again at the free throw line for two more shots. We're down to a minute 59 to play. Bristol's free throw, it's good. One more shot for Bristol. Long, hard look, and yes. 82-70. Ravens really putting together a lead. And now BC steals the upcourt pass. Peru State is in the tank right now with a minute 45 to go. Ravens into the forecourt. Houston starts to the right side in a little trouble. Kicks it off on top. Nice here. Over to the left to Matt. Matt's going to pull a trigger. He'll throw down a three. Is it going to count? Was there a foul before the shot? And that is the ultimate confidence when Matt Austin was over there and didn't need to take that shot, but there was nobody around him, and he just threw it down. But it does not count, and Nysir will come to the free throw line, and he will miss his first. One more shot coming up for Nysir Scott. With a minute 38 to go, and the Ravens up a dozen. This one is good. We have a timeout with Ravens head coach Ryan Moody. Taking a break. A minute 38 to play. It's now Benedict in 83, Peru 70.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
As we come back, Peru State comes down the court, launches up an air ball, the rebound pulled down by BC. For the Ravens, in the last 4.5 minutes, Benedictine is on a 20-4 run. Here's a three. It's deep in the corner for Matt Austin. It is good. They're now on a 23-4 run. It's 86-70. And Benedictine's going to run Peru State out of the gym. Driving into the lane. The shot up and good, plus one. Bobcats will come to the free throw line. 1:03 to play. Coming to the free throw line, Bobcat Man Baker. The shot up and good. He's got one more. He missed his last opportunity. Second one is up. It is no good. Rebound, BC. Ravens up the floor with it. Here's Nysir. And Bristol gets grabbed and fouled at midcourt with 56 seconds left. It's 86-73. Coming to the free throw line for Benedict and Jaden Bristol. A couple of more shots. The gym just quiet. The free throw rattles. It's good. One more shot coming up here for Jaden Bristol. Now 87-73. This one out. So Bristol hit 10 consecutive free throws before that miss. 87-73. Here's a shot on the other end. It's no good. Rebounding it down. Houston. Ravens going to take it into the forecourt. Peru State is a beaten team tonight. 87-73, 40 seconds left. Ravens are going to go four corners. Here's Nice here in front of the scorer's table. Got kind of backing away. Ravens letting that last bit of time melt off. They're going to have to take a shot. Shot clock will make them do that. Here's Nice here for three. It doesn't go in. Rebound, Peru. They've got a back. Shot clock's off. 20 to go. The Ravens fans, what view there are here on this cold, cold January night, they're going to go home with a warm feeling. Here's a three for the Bobcats. It fails. The rebound, Bristol. The final score here tonight, Benedictine, 87. Peru State, 73. and we'll be back to summarize it for you. And if we stick around a bit, talking to him before the game, we're promised a visit from Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody. All that when we return.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300. Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Ralph Dillon Gymnasium, where it was an incredibly exciting, intense game until the end, and the very end, is the Ravens put on a tremendous show. In the last 6 minutes of the game, Benedictine went from trailing by 66-63, to winning this game 87-73. At one point, thank you, BC went on a 20-4 run. In the last 6 minutes of the game, they outscored Purdue State 24-7. And you just go up and down the roster, the team players who did just incredible things tonight. Looking at the scoring, first of all, we'll cover Purdue State as they were paced in scoring by both Baker and Johnson. They had 15 apiece and a dozen tonight for Allison. Purdue State, a good offensive night with 73 total points. Harris ended the night with 9, and his night ended early, ejected in the first half. 7 points in the contest for Houghton. It was a 5-point game for Isaac Simpson. 4 tonight for both Scotter Wilson and Ajante Hogan. For Benedictine, where shall I begin? Let's start with the phenomenal offense of Matt Austin. Matt, well, all he did tonight was hit 33 points, okay? That's right, 33 points for Matt Austin this evening. 10 of 15 from the floor, 6 of 9 three-point shooting, and only 7 of 11 at the free throw line. Matt Austin with 33 points. How about Jaden Bristol? 6 at halftime. In the second half, he hit 10 consecutive free throws, missing his last shot of the night. Ended the game with 20 points and 10 assists, so a double-double tonight for Jaden Bristol. Tyson Campy, double-figure scoring tonight, and I thought Tyson was outstanding. 5 of 6 from the floor, 10 points tonight for Benedictine's Tyson Campy. 9 points for Nysir Scott, and
9 points for Saxton Thuston, who was just on the brink of a double-double, as he had 9 points, but he had 11 rebounds. Here comes Coach up here. We'll chat him up a little bit. Coach, pull up, pick one. We've got chairs all over the place, man. We are furniture full, and congratulations. Yikes, man. I'm not going to have any trouble, sleeping tonight once I get to sleep, because this is a high-energy game.
I'll tell you what, this group right now, the way we're playing, the theme for Monday's game was grit, right? Like, you got to have grit. We're down a bunch of guys. Like, we're going to have to play long minutes. We need guys that come off the bench that haven't played a lot to give us some good minutes. Tonight's theme was perseverance. And then our monk friend came in and said a prayer, and I can't remember brother's name. I think it's Maximilian, and uses the word perseverance in the prayer. And right there I knew, like, this was going to be a grinder. And we persevered through some tough times in that game. In the last 6 minutes, I think we owned that game. And very, very proud of these guys. I mean, I just said that. I said that to JV kind of on his own. He goes for 20 and 10 tonight, 10 assists. Absolutely, controlled the paint a lot of times on offense down there, just giving that ball. And, I mean, how you can tell that Saxton and Matt and Jaden have played their entire lives together, because they know exactly where the other guy's going to be. And I'm lucky to coach him. Our staff is lucky to coach him. But, that's two really good teams in 3 days that we had to compete against and beat. And, when it was 48 to 44 at the halftime, I told the staff, man, I mean, I'm not sure we could score 44 points again, and lo and behold, we scored 43, so I'm proud of this group. They're a really fun group to coach, and it was a good game. Good game.
Late in the ball game, Coach, don't let me turn that back up so we can hear each other. How about that?
Yep.
It's kind of nice. Late in the ball game, you were down a half dozen points, and then something happened. About 6 minutes left in the ball game, you went on a 20-4 run. Was there something that you had done different? Had you come up with like some masterful stroke and say, guys, if you do this, we can run these guys out of here? What happened right there?
If I did that, Tom, we'd be undefeated. We'd be national champions every year.
It would be good, right?
It was that easy. But, the one thing we did, we tweaked our ball screen covers. They were really hurting us getting to the middle of the floor. And so we did a little different coverage there. But honestly, it's the guys. I mean, you could see it in JB's eyes. The last like 6-7 minutes. I mean, that kid was not going to lose. And then you got Matt, who is just dying. He's tired as heck, and he's going out there and making big shots, and getting fouled. And I thought we just showed more toughness, Tom, down the stretch, honestly. And I think not just toughness, but maturity, experience. I mean, perseverance, right? Like fighting through tough times or being. I think the actual definition is persistence when you're not having success. And so we needed to get to that point at that 6-minute mark. And I just thought that we didn't really do anything special. I thought we just closed the game really well and got stops. I mean, when you give up 48 and a half and then only give up 25 in the second half, that's the guys. I mean, they were grinding. I thought Tyson and Hunter did a really, really good job defensively for us tonight of kind of clogging the middle, especially the last 10 minutes of the game.
Love the way those guys played. You talked about Tyson. I don't know if I've seen him really play any better than that. I mean, he showed me some speed and, I don't know, for lack of a better term, maybe a grace and an agility that really shined, I thought, tonight. And, well, Hunter doesn't have a lot of the grace, maybe, and agility. I mean, he did some things, and when he's out there, I talked about it during the broadcast. I mean, you're not going to move him. When he's in the middle, you're going to have to go around him. You're going to have to do something else, but you're not going through that kid.
No, I totally agree. I mean, Hunter's a large man.
He's a big man.
He's a big man, and he can move pretty good for being that big. He's got a great basketball IQ. He really helped us on Monday. I mean, he helped win that game. They had a little bigger bodies than Peru did, and that guy, banged against them and gave us great minutes. And then Ty, to your point, like something's clicked with Ty. I'm not supposed to share academic information, but I don't think Ty will care. Ty got a 4.0 this semester, and so he's something clicked. He's grown up, I mean, he's kind of been the tag-along guy with all those older guys, JB and Matt and those guys, and now he's kind of his own man. And, I mean, he's back-to-back games where he's double digits, rebounding. I think inserting him in that starting role gave him a lot of confidence, and I just think that he's kind of becoming his own man. So I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of all of them. But, this was a grinder. And now the week's not over. we got a few guys out for all kinds of reasons. We had 6 guys out tonight. We had 7 guys out on Monday. And it's just going to be that kind of volatile January, I think, until – till hopefully things simmer down. But next man up, and, you know, and we're finding ways.
And I love the fact that it's not just the physicality and out on the floor and hitting the shots, but it's, there's so much emotion. This game is about as emotionally charged as I've seen one in a while. And your guys were able to persevere through that big wave that we saw there, particularly late in the first half.
Both sides, right?
Yeah.
I mean, both sides.
Oh, yeah.
You know, guy gets ejected for Peru, and they absolutely thrived off it.
Yes, they did.
I mean, they thrived off it, and that's what you do. I mean, this is a game of emotion. You can't play it like a robot. And I thought that our guys didn't respond to that very well in the first half. Honestly, like we didn't have the emotion. But then, you know, they found something extra in their tank down the stretch, and found some emotion to play with. And you know, JB, when Matt hits a shot, I think the happiest guy in the gym is Jaden Bristol. You know, I mean, he's flexing and excited for Matt. And, you know, I mean, I just think that it's a fun group. It's a special group. And you know, now it's about rest. That's all it's about until Saturday at 4 o'clock, is finding ways to get these guys rested and fed well and hydrated so that we're ready to go Saturday.
Yeah, and, of course, you go to Grayson. Anytime you go anywhere in this conference, man, they're really good teams. And I'm looking at, you know, the standings in this conference, and everybody is. Nobody's undefeated. One 4-1 team. Everybody else is 3-2 or 2-2, man. It is incredible.
Yep. I mean, I honestly really believe that the South is just tough as heck. I think our division is just loaded.
There's a half a game between first and last.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be brutal, but we're excited for the challenge. I'll take this group. I told them at halftime, you know, I mean, they did play with that emotion, Peru, and for that last 10 minutes of the first half, and kind of took it to us a little bit. When we went in the locker room, I said, I'll take this locker room over that locker room 10 times out of 10, right? Because we got good high-character guys. I'm not saying anything about Peru. I don't know anything about their kids, but I love our guys, and I love going to war with our guys and being in these kind of games with our guys, because they've been there, done that, they've won, they know how to do it, and they took care of it today. So, you know, now it's rest, and we get ready for Grayson.
Coach, congratulations. We will see you in Lamoni Saturday afternoon, sir.
Appreciate you being here, Tom. Thanks to everybody that was at the game, and thanks for everybody for listening. It's a fun game. It's a fun team. Come out and watch us.
There you go. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, who beat a good Peru State team here at home this evening, 87-73. So for the Ravens, it was a pretty good night. Opening game, Lady Ravens winning 74-47. The nightcap, the BC men winning it 87-73. Hey, we certainly want to thank you for having joined us. The upcoming sports schedule, Care Radio. Tomorrow night, we got Sports Look. Friday night, we've got Jefferson County North hosting Valley Falls here on Care Radio. And then Saturday afternoon with the Ravens at Grayson. Till we reach you next time as the Ravens sweep Peru State. For Joseph, our producer engineer back at the Care Sports Studio. Joseph, put the cat out. No, it's pretty cold. Just leave the cat in the studio tonight. And, go home and get some rest. We'll be needing you more. For Joseph, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.